You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
Full of Joe's Barbecue and Boulevard IPAs, and I'm ready to play the shit.
Let's go!
Pathfinder. The fact that there is an audience here tonight is secondary to the fact that I just want to play this game tonight. You're welcome to watch, but this isn't about you. Before we had a podcast empire, Joe and Skid and I would get together at my apartment on a Thursday night, just like tonight, and play Pathfinder, make jokes that would get us in trouble in the year 2024, drink some beers. So that's what we're going to do tonight. It's going to be just like the old days. We're going to drink some beers, we're going to play some Pathfinder with our friends, have some laughs, and then we're going to go home and pleasure ourselves to stepmom porn. Just like the old days.
I was with you right up until a certain point.
There. It's like the old days. Hey, your stepdad's working late tonight. Need some help with that penis?
Help, I'm stuck in the laundry machine. Oh. You've all seen that one, clearly.
How about old Kansas City, huh? I dig it.
Yeah.
It's a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll. and a little bit Dixieland jazz, too, which is weird.
Yeah.
I've said it before, and I mean it. I really love the Midwest because people are so genuinely nice here. It's much different from all of the assholes back home, present company included. And now I think I've figured out finally why everyone is so nice out here. Because no one has any hopes and dreams. Listen. I think this is the key to living a stress-free life.
Just give up.
When you're not working towards achieving anything great or constantly trying to better yourself, you can just relax and be nice to everybody. That's it. There's no rat race here. It's a cow race. That's it. You can just chill and be nice. You got nothing to worry about. You don't have ambition. I've taken several lifts around the city. I have not seen one gym. Google it. There's not a single gym in Kansas City. You don't need a gym. We ain't got no dreams. I went to the gym in our hotel this morning. I went down there and there was a guy sitting on a box playing a banjo. I said, oh, I'm sorry, sir. I thought this was the gym. And he said, we ain't got no gym around here.
It's not.
But I got some burning sizzling on that radiata over there. Fixing to have some. So I ate some burn-ins with a nice one-toothed banjoist. That's how I started my day.
That's my kind of gym.
Nah, I'm just kidding. You hillbillies are cool. You guys are all right in my book. Sydney, you big mess. I'm shocked you even made it to the right Kansas City. You have had a whirlwind of... You know, I don't believe in luck. I think you make your own luck, and you're proof of that. Where do we start with all of your hijinks?
I don't know. I want to preface this by saying it's not my fault.
No.
It's sheer coincidence
that this keeps happening to you. Right. That's all it is.
I was going
to
say, it's not my fault. I am the way I am.
That, yeah.
I left for the airport from New York.
Oh my God.
And I was headed there and going over my mental checklist. And I was like, got my wallet with my ID in it, which expired. And I didn't get a new one yet. So, sir, could you please turn the car around? I have to go back to my apartment. And I got,
as I suggested, I said, normally you do the checklist before you get in the car.
That's for fools.
Checklist is a great idea. Just implement it slightly earlier.
So I made it to the airport. That was great. Then we went to the Royals game when we got here. Woo!
That's a good time.
It was awesome. It was so much fun. I didn't realize you guys have a clear bag policy. So I went with a bag like a fucking moron.
And by you guys, you mean every stadium in the world.
Yes. Every modern stadium.
Sports girl. And Skid, Matthew, and I walked in. And they were like, bag check. And I was like, one sec, guys. Went over. They continued on. And when they turned around, let me tell you what
it was like from our perspective. Is that we turned around and Sydney was being escorted away from the park by uniform security.
Like, what is going on? Like, where are they taking her?
Like, of course, but what?
And I gotta say, they were so nice while they did it.
They were super nice.
While they kicked me out of the baseball stadium, they were really polite about it.
Yeah.
So it was fine. I got my plastic bag with my wallet in it, which is like all I had. It was very comical. And I went into the park and we had a great time. And then today, Kate was like, can't wait to go to the show that we planned for.
She was laying down in the bed taking a nap, and I'm just talking at her as I do because
I'm nervous.
With my eyes
closed.
I'm like, you know, I got my dice tray that's like, it's a smaller one. It fits in my bag better.
And I burst out of the bed and I went, I forgot all of my dice! I forgot all my dice! So I went to your cool dice store in downtown, the Druid Dice Store, and...
Yeah!
Again, it was great! Everyone there was so nice.
And we wouldn't have gone there if it weren't for you.
And I bought new dice, and I had a great time. So, Troy, I think I'm doing really well.
Yeah, my dad was texting me earlier today, and he was just like, I'm literally loving the show and everything. Is Sydney really as ditzy as she seems? And I said, no, Dad, no, of course not. But now I'm not sure.
I might have lied to my father. Yeah.
You're doing the best you can.
My parents are proud. Thank you.
There you go. I mean, we all love her. That's not the question. That's not the issue.
It's her intelligence.
It's not
that's
about
the
love. It's that I'm stupid.
That's right.
Well, in her defense,
we love our pets. We wouldn't put them in charge of like stuff on stage.
Thank you, Skid.
In her defense, she's not the only one that forgot dice for our two-show weekend away. You know, that's what we do for a living. Who else forgot dice?
I also forgot my dice, and I realized I forgot my dice when I heard Sydney's dice story this morning.
You're saying
so I said,
at lunch.
Where's that game story?
He had the same reaction. I was like, I forgot my dice. And Joe goes, I forgot all of my dice.
And I laughed at him. I was
so
like,
so ridiculous.
That's exactly what she said. Joe.
I don't remember ever doing that before. So yeah, I had to go to the game store myself.
It's rubbing off on him.
Racing in the rain because we were on the way here to the venue. And I was just like, ah. And he was like, well, we have several handmade varieties of gemstones sourced locally in the mines of Kansas, I guess. And I was like, I don't need anything handmade. I need the simplest, cheapest plastic set of dice that you have. And he's like, perhaps you'd like one of these. I'm like, this is great. I got to go. And as he's checking out, I just looked at him and I see Glass Cannon Live poster.
On the store.
The thing. And I'm like, I hope I'm not on a security feed. I'm like looking around.
Any of you forget dice or did you all bring yours? Be honest.
That's the responsible table.
Yeah.
What is this?
Not only did I not forget my dice, I actually found my old Galabras gold-plated Roman replica dice. I have those also.
Wow. Blast from the past.
Yeah.
Teacher's pet.
I got some new dice tonight from some folks that were at the VIP meet and greet.
Ooh.
Yep.
Going to roll those rocks tonight. Kate, I didn't see you until today. You didn't come to the game. You were too cool.
She went to the mall.
I went to the mall.
Because she needed pants.
Listen, okay? I told this story twice before I realized it made it sound like I shit my pants. I need to get pants now. I said it to the person driving me to the mall. He was like, what are you doing at the mall? Because, like, people chat here. and I was like, I really need a pair of pants. And he was like, oh. And then I realized I had just told the story to your family before I left in this car. And I realized how it sounded. And I was like, no, I didn't ruin any pants. I need to buy pants that fit me. My pants don't fit me right now, I swear. And he was like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then I went to the pants store to get some pants.
The pants store.
I went to American Eagle. And I was checking out.
You went to American Eagle?
What?
You went to American Eagle for pants?
Shut up. I'm a millennial. So I went to American Eagle. And there was a lovely young Gen Z lady checking me out. And you have to give everyone, like, all your fucking data when you check out now. It's like, what's your phone number? What's your email? So she's like, can you type in your email yourself? She turns around the keyboard to me. I type it in. She doesn't turn around and monitor, but I got this. So I type it in, and she looks at it. She goes, wow, that's a really, like, nice-looking email. And I thought she meant, like, I typed it good. So I was like, yeah, I don't know. I type all day. So, and she was like, no, I mean, like, it looks really nice. Like, it's just, like, a word. My email's my nickname from, like, high school and college.
It's you just one.
Dox yourself. Dox yourself.
And look up to the video.
Swear to God, don't make me change my email.
Yeah, try to guess what it was.
But she's like, no, it's just like one word, and it has like no spaces or whatever, or numbers. And I was like, I made this email when Gmail was invented. And then she just stared at me, and then I like turned into dust and I blew away.
And then you shit your pants.
And then I left with my jeggings,
and
okay?
And then I shit my pants.
Oddly enough, it was then that I shit my pants. Matthew, have you been incontinent at all since this trip began?
Matthew, are you a regular?
I've been so regular on this trip. It must be all the beer we're drinking.
Nice.
All the fiber from the brisket.
Yeah, exactly. How are you, Troy? How are your pants?
Don't turn this on me. This isn't about me. I'm talking about you. Did your beard keep you warm today in the rain?
Just the way he says it.
I could take a regular sentence.
I feel like I need to take a shower.
No, did you? I saw you at the game last night. We were sitting two seats away from each other,
which
was far enough.
I did notice that you strategically gave us those seats in that order.
I picked.
Should I be aware of something?
I sat on the aisle, and then Skid, and then you, and I wanted Sydney as far away from me as possible. Just so that I wouldn't get hit in the face with a foul ball and her luck sucked the ball towards us.
I don't have that bad of luck. Oh, no.
Let me ask you this. You come to a barbecue town. We're leaving tomorrow to go to another barbecue town. Are you trying like a fucking eggplant with sauce on it? What are you doing? What are you doing in a town like this?
I've eaten great. We started last night at a garden bar. We got some food there.
Remember the garden bar? The famous garden bar?
It's the electric
city.
It's the electric garden bar.
It's near. Sounds
wow.
Very
crickets. Yeah. Yeah. The famous
beloved vegetable crowd.
Similar to the stadium, it felt like it was in the middle of nowhere. And it was on the train tracks?
Yes.
It seemed odd.
So we called the Lyft to go to the game. That's why we were late. And our Lyft was coming on the other side from the other side of the train tracks, and a freight train just parked.
So
Sydney wanted to jump the tracks to get to the car.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let me.
Let me ask you this. I dropped my die. Could you, like, put brisket in your mouth, swish it around, and spit it on the floor? Like toothpaste?
God.
You know, cities are famous for food, but they also have other good food.
Nah.
It's ridiculous.
Not here.
No.
Is that not a lie? You can't, like, lick a brisket and be like, I didn't swallow it. God won't punish me for licking this cow.
I can honestly say I have no ambition to lick a cow.
All right.
God famously doesn't punish you if you don't swallow.
The night is young.
Wow.
Woo!
Wow.
My mother-in-law just heard that.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know what you expected.
Bet you got a real kick out of the stepmom.
You're going to have a great show tonight.
Really loved that cold open.
Listen.
That was great.
Skid, pants shitting, cow licking. What's going on over there?
Love it. Well, not that, but I love Kansas City. And I... It's really great. We had such a great time here. As a Broncos fan, I hate saying it. I hate that I believe it, but I do. We had a great time last night. I went to Kauffman Stadium, and it was really cool because, you know, let's say I was texting with my dad today, and my dad was there saying, I was telling the story in May 1973, and he saw Nolan Ryan pitch his first no-hitter there with the Angels. And so for me to finally, he's told that story like my whole life, and to finally be there was like great. And I was kind of a Royals fan growing up because in Denver, we didn't have a baseball team in the time zone, and one day a week or a couple days a week, the local Channel 2 would show the Royals game. And so I got to see a lot of Bo Jackson and everything and Brett Saberhag and all that. So yeah, that was great. And then today, like, I got to go to the Negro Leagues Museum, and at the time of my life, it's so great. It's so great.
If you have the chance to go with Skid as your tour guide, I highly recommend it.
It was awesome. It was amazing. It was really fun. And I got the finest shirt I now own. The sweet Satchel Paige Monarchs jersey. Bought this today at the gift shop.
Did this just step ahead of your Star Trek uniform for the best quality clothing item
you
own?
It's even better than my Starfleet uniform.
Laundry Day
is going to be better than ever.
There was a moment, like, we were, I don't know, 7/8 of our way through the museum when all of the school trips showed up. And suddenly, the average age was about our age. And then the average age was about 12.
Yeah.
And they were like, Sally, please make way for the adults.
Yeah. It's like the first time I called an adult in a while.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to take over because it's like, let me teach the children. It's like, get out. You clearly don't know what you're talking about. Like, let me fucking step in here.
Well, suffice it to say, we've had a lot of fun here. Last year we did St. Louis. Everybody at the St. Louis show begged us to come here. We came here on a Thursday. I think we'll come back. Let's see how you behave tonight.
This crowd is fired up. They sound awesome.
Yeah.
Drinking IPAs since noon. You want to play pretend?
Yeah.
That's what we do. That's what we do. It's recap time. In an effort to make the recap shorter and shorter as the years go on, here's all you need to know, whether this is your first time watching this show or you've been following this adventure since day one. Okay? Guarantee you, quickest recap in the history of recaps. I can see the whole thing on one screen.
Wow.
I'm making it longer by doing this, though. Once upon a time, that's how recaps start, a random group of people were brought into the employ of a rich and eccentric count. This count had them do a lot of dirty deeds. And then he drugged them, and this is where things get weird. He used a ritual to transport their unconscious minds into the dimension of dreams, where he drowned them in a dream lake, which left their conscious minds in a fugue state. He then locked them away in an asylum. Since then, this count has been delving deeper and deeper into some dark and dangerous knowledge, and in so doing, became infected by a great old one, an unknowable alien god known as Jamin Dor, who has perhaps instructed Lyles further in his mission, instructed Lyles to find a hidden city which contains magical monuments that can open up a portal for this deity to come to our world and destroy it. The Count has traveled far from his home to the country of Kadira in search of a book called the Necronomicon, a copy of which is held in a Kadiran library called the Mysterium. During his adventure, the Count has enlisted the help of this genius alchemist named Myaknian Mun, who has accompanied the Count in his journey. In fact, it was Mun who supplied the drugs that knocked out our heroes long ago. Well, our heroes have escaped the asylum, got most of their memories back, and have been following in the Count's footsteps. Recently, while en route to this library that Lowell's is heading to, they ended up in the city of Casimir, where this Myaknian Mun lives. So they broke into his house and learned all about Lowell's latest movements while defeating a host of terrible creatures that Mun left behind to guard his secrets, including a dark young of Shub-Niggurath, basically a baby of an alien god, who was residing in the attic of the building and who the heroes narrowly defeated just a few nights ago live on Twitch.
Hey, hey, did you hear that? He called us heroes.
Oh!
Oh.
Now he gets it.
They were that day.
They were that day, my friend.
And after defeating this baby alien god, they found a treasure chest with a shit ton of gold.
Woo!
And they leveled up.
Yeah! Yes!
And now it seems like it's next stop Kadira to get to this library. But first, let's talk about this. Level up! 11th level. This is a juicy one. Juicy.
So fucking juicy.
Who wants to go first? Joe, I'm going to put you on the spot because I know you're excited about this level. This is a big
yes.
one for a wizard, although I'm thinking you took a little rogue dip.
Little rogue dip?
Dedicatione?
Nope. Stuck with the wizard levels as Atticus begins growing in power. He is awesome. I was in our hotel room this morning. Troy and I typically wake up on the morning of a show, slightly hungover, yep. in beds next to each other.
Head to toe.
In bed next to each other.
In bed next to each other, both in our underwear, clacking away on our laptops. And I just kept cackling madly. I'd be like, oh my God. Oh my God. Because Atticus now has 6th level spells.
Yeah!
And I'm not 100% sure if my mother-in-law screamed in excitement at that or didn't understand it. But it's a real big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
She's
it's a big
afraid.
Deal for what we do.
I should say my father-in-law, Monty, the famous Monty, is also in the audience tonight. He gave me the famous Androids and Aliens die that carried me through so many episodes. Monty, I love you. You're the best. So I'm very excited, and I can't talk about it because I have to see these spells come out in the narrative. I'm not going to tell you what they are and let you get all prepared for them.
To get a little general feat?
But then it's just I got a general feat, so I took incredible initiative so we can go faster, which is nice. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. So the big thing is the spells, but we'll have to wait to see what they are.
Okay. Oh, just... Shocked myself.
You got shocked?
I think I just went
stop no. licking the microphone,
stop
you
kissing
pervert.
It.
I definitely no longer have any viable sperm. Come on.
Oh, thank God.
That's a standard effect of electrocution.
Yes. Google it. What happened to Electro? That's why he became a villain. He was mad.
So mad at everybody's sperm!
Want to have so many kids? Sydney.
Yeah.
We'll come back to you. Kate.
Hey.
Why you talk to me about level 11. Did you take a little dedication? Anybody got to take dedications?
What's no? that?
No. So when you take a little multi-class in Pathfinder 2E? No?
No. She's just a witch.
She's just a witch.
I think that's all I'm going to be. It's just
Don't
a
say
witch.
That. You can be anything you want.
She's just a witch.
Is that
She's
a, song?
A witch.
She's a witch. She's a
She's
lover.
She's a witch. She's a lover.
So don't let her out.
She's a girlfriend.
What's happening?
Maybe.
I believe they're singing a song that they've changed a letter in the word.
I see. Yes.
It was called a joke.
No.
Yes. Didn't land. What do you want to tell us anything about what you and Egg got cooking over there?
So I also have 6th level spells.
Okay. Huge.
Do I want to tell you them?
You don't have to.
No? All right.
No.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
I will tell you.
All right.
But
good chap.
My feat that I took, so you take a general feat, and
yep.
the internet's like, take uncanny or canny acumen, whatever. I didn't take it. I don't want to be smart. I want to have fun.
Okay.
I saw Incredible Initiative and I was like, it's already been done with Ethel. I don't need it.
Yep. That's what losers take.
So I took Break Curse.
Ooh.
Because I feel like none of us can really do that.
I was
that
looking
yet.
At that. I
and
was
I feel
looking
like
at
it
that.
Would make sense for Eris. Maybe she's like familiar with this type of shit.
Yes.
So yeah, ooh, I took that. I thought it'd be nice. Helpful. I also bought a few things.
Oh.
You went to shop for more than just pants.
Eris went on a shopping montage with Egg.
Ooh.
What does that mean? I don't know. Maybe we'll find out.
Cute.
Okay. All right. Matthew, did you get anything cool as an 11th level fighter?
You do get some things that are cool. So you get armor expertise.
Oh.
So your proficiency with your armor goes up to expert, which allows you access to the specialization effects.
Oh.
So I have resistance to slashing now.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Nice.
Nobody likes a braggart.
I also become an expert. My class DC goes up to expert.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And cool. I went shopping.
Cool.
And we'll find out about those things later.
Oh. Skid.
I took a couple of more formulas.
Okay.
One of them is the Quicksilver Mutagen Grater.
Oh.
So that will make me more like vulnerable in melee, but gives me a greater bonus to dexterity checks, like the ranged attacks, which I mostly use. And then I also took, I figured the bomb that I throw the most is the Bottled Lightning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I had the moderate Bottled Lightning. Now I have the greater Bottled Lightning.
Nice.
So hit a little more consistently and does a little more damage. Okay. And then I took, for my general feat, I took linguistics. I took a couple more languages.
Oh.
Which shall be players to be named later.
You're so smart.
Yeah.
So smart. All right. And as you guys, some of you mentioned, you did some shopping. We'll let that come out in the role play.
Oh. True story. I really did forget it. Wasn't a bit.
No. Yes.
What'd you do?
Something freaking awesome. Thank you. I also get 6th level spells. We'll see what they are. I'm pumped. I got a new feat that I would like to hopefully use. The feats get so specific later, like they're so situational. Mm-hmm. We'll see. It's a little something called Consult the Spirits. I think we would have a lot of fun role-playing, Troy, if I were to do this feat ever.
Hate it already.
Yep. Knew you'd like that. Ooh. And I bought Pepsi shoes.
Sorry, clarification question.
Yeah.
Pepsi is still a snake, correct?
Bought Pepsi some little shoes.
You bought your snake shoes?
What was that?
How does that work?
No, I didn't. I bought Pepsi armor. Pepsi.
Same question. How does
that
work?
Wrapping them in aluminum foil?
Kate was like, is it like a sock or is it like multiple like rings? And I was like, yes.
It's just a condom.
I imagine the role play, if we were to have played out the shopping experience, would have taken 2 hours to try to explain to a blacksmith how to make snake armor.
Yeah, I thought about role-playing it. Now I really am glad I didn't. All right, so Pepsi's got some armor.
Yeah. Possibly. It's all within the rules. Relax.
Doubt it. if your snake's wearing shoes, we got to talk. Okay, great. Well, you have defeated this monstrosity. I mean, rolling rocks. You were rolled so many 20s in that fight. That was the difference maker. That is a classic character-killing encounter. You come out of that. I just think we're flash-forwarding through these things. We're seeing you guys wearily leave Munn's house at dawn. Just like you've cleared the
after
place
like
out.
A really tough B&E.
Right?
Did not expect that many defenses in the house.
You go back to wherever you're staying in town, you kind of collect yourself, you wake up the next day, you hit up the shops, you hit up the snake blacksmiths.
They have
they
one.
Were having a going out of business sale. Like, so got a really good deal.
I told you it's a terrible idea. Just shut up. Shut up. It's like, wait, someone's coming in here. What the fuck?
Ding, ding, ding.
I'll take one of everything. Thank you.
At a certain point, you meet up with each other. Maybe you had a designated time for a dinner to discuss your next move. You don't think there's anything really left to do here in Casimir, so it's next stop, Kadira. If you can teleport there, you can get there pretty quickly, although teleportation has its dangers. Otherwise, you can try and find a boat that will take months to get to Kadira.
Months?
Jeez.
Yep.
The I'm rest. Sorry, are you familiar with the map of the world?
Months.
Wow.
To take you from Casimir to Kadira.
I don't believe you.
It's what it says in the book.
Well, perhaps I have a solution.
Oh.
Well, I do not have teleportation. I have come in possession of a certain spell that may be of interest.
Could you pass the potatoes?
Yes. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
They're very spicy.
The potatoes are spicy?
Yes.
Atticus, that's salt.
I think they... Oh, is that
salt is a spice, technically.
Don't start with me, Aldo. I'm not doing this again.
The waiter comes over. I'm sorry, we've asked you a couple times to stop yelling.
Sorry.
I tried to tell him.
I cast fifth level force barrage on
The manager comes over.
Anyone else have any interest in our conversation?
That's the third server you've killed. Please. Please finish your meal and leave.
I'm staying. I'm finishing my coffee.
Go on, Atticus. You were talking about a spell or something.
Yes, but it is quite tricky to learn. I'm going to go back tonight and try to put it into my book. So, Atticus, as part of his shopping spree, is going to buy several spells. I have not done this before. I bought one or two spells before, but I have not. We got a lot of cash. So
yeah, we did.
I have got a wish list of 7 spells that I'd like to buy, but I have to roll to see if I succeed on getting them.
Awesome.
Oh, what?
Ethel's going to go book that boat.
Wait, what do you have to roll? Because I wanted to buy spells too. Yours is different, though. You can feed egg.
Right, but he's saying as if, like, roll to see if you can find them?
No, roll to learn them.
He has to learn them. You can feed them to egg.
That sounds like it sucks.
To properly, yeah. No, I mean, you do have it easier, and I went online, and I was like, this is ridiculous. But it is a little bit tougher for me, so I have to properly transcribe it into my esoteric tome of knowledge. And it has to be a successful transcription of the spell. The slightest error, and the spell will not work. And I cannot attempt to learn it again until we level up again.
Oh, my God.
So it's a pretty big penalty, but the roll is like only a natural 1 or natural 2 fails for the most part.
Oh, that will never happen.
And how would that happen?
He asked me in the hotel.
He was like, should we just
roll
this?
It's not like we have a song about it happening or anything.
He said, should we just roll this now? Like, and I was like, no, we have to do this on stage.
Can we aid you? Is there anything?
No, silence. It must be completely quiet in here. I cannot concentrate with your babbling.
This is going to go so well.
This is really...
I wasn't originally going to do this. This was the very last spell I was going to try to learn. It is a rank 5 spell. And I'm going to try to learn it now and see if we have this option.
What is it?
It is called Umbral Journey.
Oh! Whoa.
It is a remastered version of like a Shadow Step
kind of thing.
Essentially, in a matter of 8 hours, like in one day, we can do 20 days worth of travel.
Whoa!
By passing through a shortcut in a shadow mystical plane. Shadow plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, seeing sort of landmarks along the way, but they're misty, almost like they're kind of not real as we pass through these areas. So we could have that option. And I'm
navigating the warp.
Navigating the warp, exactly.
Wow, so 8 hours a day, you travel 20 days worth of travel. Then you get a hotel.
Yeah.
Get a red roof in.
You get a little umbral red roof in.
Right. And then do it again the next day. So, yeah, you could probably do it in 3 castings of this spell.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Okay. And all you have to do is not roll a 1 or a 2.
All I have to do is not roll a 1 or a 2.
Otherwise, you'll have to wait till the way we play this game, 2025.
I'll wait a year. Yep, I will wait a year.
I mean, you're going to do it. You're going to fail.
No, no way. No chance. All right, I got this. I did not get this die at the die store. I got this die from Brian, or as he calls himself, Brian, which is ridiculous. His name is B-R-Y-O-N. It's like, stop lying to yourself. Your name is Brian.
It's Brian.
Brian.
You are a cyborg. Stop lying to yourself.
That's what he says in the morning. He's like, Brian.
Brian.
Bring exploding die.
Brian's die. All I have to do is not roll a 1 or a 2. Let's see if we can use Umbral Journey. Brian, let's go. Come on, buddy. Natural 10. Got it. Woo. Let's go. Give it to you. Wait for you to get it on. Where are you, Brian? Where are you? Put ahead. There he is. There he is.
You were about to be Bri off.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah! I forgot!
Oh, man. Should we rattle off a few more of these? This is fun. This is fun.
Yeah, just do it quick. How many more spells do you have?
I'm going to name them, too, because then you know I can't learn them. Let's more. Here we go.
Let's do it. Name roll, name roll, name roll.
Really fast. Ready. Expeditious excavation. Bam. Got it. Natty 18.
Yeah.
Give it to you.
Do that every time.
Resist energy. Oh, gonna be huge.
That's a biggie.
At 6th level. Got it. Natural 11. That's 3 for 3, baby. This is the biggest one. This is the biggest one. I probably shouldn't have said that.
Oh. Glad you did.
Slow.
Oh, shit.
Slow allows you to target a creature. If they succeed on the save, they lose an action for a round. They're slowed 1 for a round. If they fail, they're slowed 1 for a minute. It's great. 3rd level spell. It can be heightened to 6th level. Mm-hmm. Oh. And it targets all up to 10 creatures.
Oh, shit. Oh. That's huge.
Joe.
You're
this is humongous.
You're
going to roll a 1 on this one.
Let's go. No natural 1. Come on, baby. Natural 14. Got it. Yeah. Slow is in the book. Slow is in the book.
Two more?
3 more. Here we go. Haste. Got it. Natural 15. What is happening? All blood, sweat, and tears. Matthew, you're going to love this one. This one's for you, good buddy. It used to be called stone skin. Now it's called mountain resilience.
Ooh, it's called hair skin.
It's called hair skin. 1 for Matthew. Natural 17. And 1 more, only 1 more.
Who are you?
This is perhaps something has changed, Matthew.
Yeah, did you transfer your luck to Kate?
Oh. Yeah.
You're the new Joe.
I've even started rolling natural ones and going, God damn it! And I'm like, oh my God, it's manifesting harder.
I siphoned my bad luck into her during Gatewalkers. It was really quite... So, 1 last spell. This one is so grossly Atticus. It is a rank 5 spell. It is very expensive. It's called Blister.
Oh, I have that.
You'll see what it does in a fight. Natural 19, ooh. Not even. Wow. 7 for 7. This is awesome.
Hell yeah.
Casey Jones! Learn some spells, Casey baby! Casey
Jones! Woo! He deserves it.
Give it up for DJ Skid over there.
DJ Skid on the ones and twos.
My lifelong dream.
All right, so all of these, they don't take several days, but they do take several hours each, so it would be over a span of days these happen, but they're all in the book, baby.
Cut back to you at dinner. You know this. You learned these this morning.
Umbral Journey. It takes on some risk, of course.
Wait, let me guess.
An unknown plane.
Do you use the blood of an umbilical cord to fuel your passageway through some sort of alternate dimension?
I'm not going to try to explain it to you, Ethel.
That's exactly what
I don't think your mind could quite grasp
that. That was a good idea.
Why don't you stick to hitting things with your hammer?
You know, I'm an at-will employee, and I can walk away at any time.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up. Well, I didn't want to talk about it in front of everyone. But I feel as if you've done well, Ethel. I also feel as if this particular split, even across the board on everything, is getting rather expensive. And if you would like to move on, I would certainly understand. Do you feel your service is at an end with us?
Am I being fired?
No, not necessarily. It is all your choice, but we are about to embark on a rather dangerous journey to the other side of the known
world.
You
don't get to fire me, dude.
I'm not. I'm simply asking if you really wish.
This is how you all feel?
No, this. I think he's warning you that this is a very dangerous part of the journey coming up. And so he's giving you the option to leave voluntarily.
Look, I'll be completely transparent with you, Ethel. Your services have been impeccable. I would be foolish to let you go at this stage, but the truth of the matter is, you're very expensive. And if you wish to join us, you're more than welcome.
I mean, I cost the same amount.
Well,
should I go too?
But you don't...
But you are bound.
But there's the alimony component that we're not taking into account with him.
Is everyone getting paid?
I'm bound.
Oh, shit, Suki was here. Suki, don't... You didn't hear that right.
Oh, I must be confused. I also recently started a sort of business. I'm quite entrepreneurial.
Here we go.
It's called Human Resources. And it's sort of a liaison between business owners and employees. And it's sort of a safe space.
Only for humans.
What?
For only humans.
Sorry, I should call it...
It's very racist to just offer these resources to humans.
It's weird because I'm an elf. It's weird to exclude myself.
Yeah, why would you... Why would you do that? I don't understand.
Being resources.
Being resources?
BR. Is it catchy enough?
You're being resources. So you are resources.
I'll work on it. But if we could all take a
moment... Could I purchase some of these resources?
No.
Yeah, he needs some for his ex-wife.
They're not for sale. It's not for sale. You don't buy the resources. You don't understand.
I have a hostile work environment.
Relax.
Did you guys want to see a dessert menu or just the check?
No, it's all right. Like, we're still looking.
I'll come back.
If we could all take a moment, I think what Atticus is trying to say, Ethel, is that we all care about you. You've bled the most. You've gone down the most. I've kept count. Because I heal you the most. In fact, I heal all of you the most. And I would like at least a little bit of money. Like at least...
You really dropped fast. You dropped your asking price really easily.
Okay, Suki, let us define a little bit of money.
Like any amount... At all.
Oh, excellent.
An honorarium. She's talking about an honorarium.
Yes, yes.
We can provide you an honorarium.
I did it.
Wait, I want an honorarium.
You're getting an honorarium, mate. More than that.
Yeah. I think we all need to recognize the danger that we're heading into.
What does honorarium mean?
Don't worry about it. It's not important.
Okay.
Finish your thought.
I'm just saying. Atticus, you're right. It's dangerous.
There is a very dangerous road ahead, and Aldo and I, and Eris to a certain degree, I believe, are committed to discovering what is happening here. You have, from the beginning, been here for the money. And has something changed?
No, I have alimony to pay.
Oh, right.
And child support.
Oh, you got children, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I should listen when you speak. That's on me. That's entirely on me.
Listen, if you want cheaper labor.
No. We're totally satisfied with the services we've received from you. I'm confused now as to why we're talking about this.
I just want to make sure.
The rat brought it up.
Here's the thing. I just spent all the money we made.
Oh, hey.
And I need to make more money. So if you could hire me on, that would be great. Right.
Well, I think the best way, and
where
I think Atticus will agree with me
maybe
here, to
come.
Make more money is to go kill more people that are in our way and take the money from them.
Yes.
Is it cool?
That's, to date, that has been our most profitable approach.
Sorry. I'm so distracted. Eris, what did you say? What did you say? Are you talking to me?
What? Talking to Ethel.
What?
Oh, sorry.
Where are you going?
I'm going to the umbilical cord place.
Oh, okay. Just, if you're going to go anywhere cool, let me know. Maybe if you want company. Maybe I'll come along. Well, if you want.
Yeah.
Companionship.
Companionship is good. Yeah.
Well, Eris, you need to come because you need to bring your tiny hut.
I don't need to do anything, Suki. You don't even get paid.
What?
I'm sorry.
Did I offend you? You seem on edge.
No, I'm fine.
The fact is, we are about to set out on a journey to Kadira. Is everyone clear on this?
Yes, I am.
It's an unknown land, the gateway to the east, a place of cultures very different than any of us have experienced before. I don't know if you've been to Kadira, but it will require a great deal of sacrifice, I feel. And so, I just want to make sure, Ethel, you wish to carry on.
I wish to carry on.
Yes.
Excellent. Then the deal is done.
I guess I do, too. I know you were wondering.
And yeah. I shall get 2 gold pieces.
Yes.
Fine.
Yes.
Well done, well done.
1 for me, 1 for Pepsi. Perfect.
You split everything evenly with Pepsi?
Of course. Why wouldn't...
Honda! Honda! Sydney's doing math!
And so, you finish your dinner. Seems like you guys needed that talk. A lot of fighting has made the relationships tense. And this jewel of the East is in the horizon for you all. You awake the next day, I imagine. Atticus, you have a plan on how best to tackle this. Are you walking down to the dock, to the town square, going out into the woods?
It truly doesn't matter. We could leave right from the hotel room.
But where do we end up? I don't quite understand.
Neither do I.
Well, Cece, I think it works like this. So the baby is connected in the womb to this thing called umbilical cord.
No. We stop. Don't. Lay people should not have any input here. I trust Atticus to do this. But Atticus, I would like to hear some sort of assurance that you know what you're doing.
Look, Aldo, I've never done this before. And so there will be a certain degree of risk. We will be entering a place known as the Netherworld. It is parallel to our own home. You will see landmarks and sights that appear as if we are getting on a boat or walking past an inn, but they will be shadowy, incorporeal, misty. This is what the spell says to me as I read it, but until you experience it, you cannot truly know. I do know that you will move at a speed that is unfathomable on the material plane. Every hour, we will travel as far as we will... Every hour we will travel as far as we would.
Are you okay? You drunk?
Yes.
It's 9 a.m.
I had several mules, and I'm a bit
toasty. Atticus. What's her name?
No, I cannot go into it.
What's her name?
Let me focus. Every hour we will move as fast as we would in 3 days on the material plane. That is 24 days of travel in an 8-hour period, if I'm doing the math correctly. So, we will cover a great deal of land, a great deal of time, but I do not know exactly where we will end up.
So by the book, you will end up 1 mile from your intended destination. The issue is that we're going to be going to places we don't really know along the way. So we got to kind of like talk to people, look at a map, get a sense of where a town is, and then shoot for that town.
Are we crossing the ocean?
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't necessarily.
Is that a problem?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do we end up?
This is like the main thing I was concerned about. Is
yeah, but you can get there without going in the ocean. You can.
You're going to like circumvent this.
The sea. Okay. And go around.
The inner sea.
Because of how fast we can move.
Yeah, your best bet is to probably, since you can, let's say you were planning on doing this, you went and got a map of the area, trying to find like little cities, just like you were planning a road trip.
Yeah, it's like places where you'll stop along the way at a hotel, etc.
Tonight we're going to stop in Nashville, and then tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Whatever. And so you start to look at the map, and you think, okay, if this is going to take 3 days, if all goes well, we could maybe make it as far as a city called Old Sahir on day one. And then this is all just like staying inland. And then after that, make it to a town called Kozan right along the coast. And then on day three, hopefully end up 1 mile outside Kathir.
Wow.
Old Sahir, Kozan, and Kathir. So, do you do it from the hotel room?
Yes.
Walk me through this.
He begins a casting, a brief ritual. It takes only 1 minute. He has everyone stand around and get ready to leave, as if you were going on a journey. Pack all your things. You'll need everything. And he begins the casting. As he does, this purplish sort of dark, blackish haze spreads out from him and begins to engulf everything around you. All of us to each other appear completely normal, but the room around us begins to become transparent, translucent, I should say. It almost vanishes. And as we go to, and he finishes the casting, looks in the direction we're meant to go, and as he takes the first step to you, he seems to nearly vanish. Just like, and he's gone in a puff of smoke. Steam almost. And if you start to walk behind him, you start to move at an incredible rate. It looks like like hyper jumping in space or something. Like you see everything passing by you, but you're just walking and you'll see like people, and briefly you'd see like a face in a market square, and it goes past you. You're just moving in this basically like an upside down of the actual world.
Cool.
At a high speed. It feels like you're running at an incredible rate.
And it takes... I'm thinking of like X-Men, like Cerebro, like an X-Men.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And this is happening over, it takes 8 hours.
You can go as many hours as you'd like, but since we have to go on a really long journey, it would be 8 hours until he's utterly exhausted and the spell is spent.
And so you're just like, like Quicksilver.
Yeah, we're just walking like a normal 8 hour hike.
Oh, really? Okay.
But everything around us is moving like.
Oh, that's crazy. All right, so this is happening.
Like on a moving walkway.
Yes.
Suki is showing Pepsi everything.
Yeah.
Look. Oh.
All right, so you're just hiking. Through the netherworld. And
I will also say that he's hiking with a hiking stick, but it's actually a staff.
Ooh.
First staff he has ever purchased. Ooh. Not going to go into detail on it now, but...
What's that staff?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
And you begin hiking through the netherworld. Maybe at a certain point, Eris looks over at Ethel, looks back at Atticus. Maybe there's this hint of happiness in her eye that Ethel was not fired. Ethel steals a glance over at Eris, and then Ethel's mind begins to wander. And we just focus in on this blurry world passing by. And then the blurry world starts to coalesce. We hear sounds of water lapping against wood. And now we find ourselves in a dark room below decks on a ship. We know this ship. It's the Selen Starling. by the light of a candle, a hulking, muscular figure is hunched over, whittling what looks like a small model of the very ship he's on. This is, of course, Ethel Merman. As he works, a shadow shifts behind him. Ethel takes no notice. The entirety of his focus is devoted to the wood in his hands. Calm down. Calm down. When I get that feeling, sanctuary. Then the shadow shifts again and the light catches what looks like a smirk or two smirks. Ethel hums to himself as he works. Then he suddenly feels something on his thigh.
Oh, man.
He looks down. Long black nails are giving the fabric of his pants a little scratch. His eyes trace up from the nails to a scaly, gnarled hand, to the sleeve of a black cloak, to a mouth, and to another mouth.
Nice technique. All in the wrist.
Yeah. Didn't hear you come in. Sorry. What are you doing?
Should I stop?
Oh, man.
I need a beer for this.
They should at least be sitting on opposite tables.
This is what you want, and you know it.
I'm as excited as anyone, I'm just saying.
I've got a wife.
An ex-wife.
Ooh.
I just don't want you to get the wrong idea.
Listen, calm down. This is just a dream. It's your dream.
Oh.
Well, in that case...
Okay. Wait, really?
Wait, you're honestly going to tell me I've never appeared in your dreams before?
Ooh, Ethel goes crimson. Eris smiles.
Well, I just think we should be clear that my heart has been shattered into a million pieces. And I've come to terms with the fact that it's never probably going to recover.
Maybe Eris's hand gets a little further up the thigh.
Are you doing this?
Your hand just moved a little further up my thigh.
Yeah, it did.
Ethel and Eris's eyes lock.
The thing about dreams is you can dream whatever you want. And you can do whatever you want. So what are you going to do?
And it's on.
Suddenly their hands are all over each other. Ethel dives his head down into the welcoming smile of Eris's neck mouth. Eris's chicken hands rake through Ethel's hair.
I smell sex and it's getting hot. Things are getting slipped into things. Telekinetic hands, white gloves, neck mouths, and maybe some tears. Ethel's tears. But let's just say we tastefully pan away.
Yeah.
After watching several minutes of penetration.
Of hardcore sex.
Several minutes
of penetration.
It's
never too late. It's never too late to be tasteful.
Right. Then we cut to the drapes.
I love like you show it for 7 minutes.
Just like hardcore pornography. And then classily fade to the curtains.
White curtains.
We black out and we come up on Ethel waking up alone.
Oh. Oh boy.
Now it's the next day. Maybe Ethel is making his way across the deck and he sees Eris. He blushes like a schoolboy. Rushes below deck. He turns a corner, and just as he's passing Captain Skywin Freeling's quarters, he runs into Eris.
Why are you avoiding me? I had fun last night.
You... Wait, what?
I had fun. I thought I was going to have to, like, get you going, but you didn't really need that much winding up.
Wait. What? Wait. I mean...
Let's go!
I had a dream, but...
Nice.
Yeah, that was me. I can go into dreams, remember?
Ethel does not remember.
His eyes go wide. Eris smiles, turns.
Well, anyway.
Wait.
Hmm?
That was... We were... You and I were actually...
Is there something wrong?
No, I just...
Did you enjoy yourself?
It was a dream.
It was a dream.
Okay. Good.
Good?
No, I was just... I was just wondering if...
Yeah?
If I'd, you know, have that dream again?
Imagine they're standing very close to each other. Very, very close.
You'd like that?
I'd...
You'd like it in the dream?
I
can't hear you.
I like it in the dream.
Oh, man. I like it in the dream.
You want
I like it in the whatever.
You want it in the dream?
I
can't hear you.
I want a dream again.
I'm more than just a dream, you know.
Ooh, and then she leaves.
No, wait. What do you want then?
I imagine her eyes go wide. Now she looks at him a little too deeply. Almost like all of his insides are splayed out in front of her. She's just deciding what she wants to play with first.
I want to be the nightmare that you can't shake off.
Oh.
I want to be the whisper in your ear when you're all alone. The lingering chill that haunts your waking hours.
Her hair turns alive. Starts to snake towards him, gently brushing his ear and his neck.
I wanna...
They booked the perfect narrator for this scene.
Troy's gonna do the audiobook, don't worry.
A twisted, biased, overly sexual narrator.
I wanna... Stalk the hidden corners of your sad and angry mind, lurking in the shadows of your thoughts. I want to crawl under your skin. I want to play with all your fears like they're puppets on a string. Yo, what do you want to
She moves in close.
Ethel stiffens.
I wasn't going to say that.
Freeze log.
Oh
She gets in real close and she's like, I want to bathe in the darkness you hide from yourself, the thoughts that make you mutter and squirm in your sleep.
And then they're just on each other again. They tackle each other. They go through the door to the captain's ship. They're on the
over the gunnel, into the water, gone forever.
And then we see like a train going into a tunnel. A flower opening. And then Ethel's cock.
His 11th level cock.
It's the best stock footage festival ever.
And now it's after. Maybe there's a haze of cigarette smoke in the air. And we see Ethel and Eris naked,
laying side by side in the captain's bed.
What?
Fully what? Exposed with no top sheet.
That's so disrespectful.
Both of them are just staring up at the ceiling. Maybe they're avoiding each other's gaze. It's a little awkward.
Sorry. No. I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry.
I don't know what to say. That doesn't usually... I didn't really expect you to...
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I save that, but you said... But, well, you didn't say that.
I know, I just... The eyes all over my body.
I admit, it was a tactical error. You were just... You were different.
Different?
Than the dream.
Oh.
Oh. Well... That was really disappointing.
She starts dressing.
Well, oh well, maybe, you know, maybe we can try again tonight. In the dream.
Eris just looks at him.
It's music.
I'm not some dream wench. You think I'm here to make your dreams better?
Door flies open.
What?
Captain Freeling comes in. Oh! Oh, it's gone! Good God! Put that thing away! You'll poke somebody's eye out!
Oh my God. It's not what you think.
I truly hope not. That's my bed.
I'm gonna go.
Me too.
Quickly, Eris and Ethel gather their clothes and rush out. The captain looks around at her quarters. It's a mess. Everything's wet. Puddles.
Tears.
Puddles.
It looks like a search warrant's been served by a family of meerkats. And that scene is why we are the best to do this.
What other podcast gives you smut?
That was X-rated.
Yeah.
No one is doing X-rated live Pathfinder. That's how we're going to make our next million.
I was really, really uncomfortable, and I really did not want it to happen, and then I really liked it.
Yeah. Right? Like, I kind of want more of it.
That's how I felt when I read my first smut as well. And if anyone needs to go to the bathroom for a second, go ahead. Yeah. Understandable.
That was hot.
You realize it did end in like terribly awkward, misfired, bad sex, right?
Yes. Yes, but it
realistic.
Also still hot. Yeah, but I was left with the image of the search warrant room and everything soaking wet with tears. It's so funny.
What's with all the puddles?
I'm just shocked that we never noticed on the boat, that Aldo, Atticus, and Suki never noticed on the boat. That's
no,
all
did.
I'm
going to...
Did we?
Yeah. This was like teased. Right? You guys were down there together and there was like... Some indication that something had happened.
Yeah.
I mean, this was teased.
Could cut the tension with the butter knife.
Yeah. A dull one at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right.
I didn't know at the time
yes,
that it was.
I don't know. If you need how sharp the knife needs to be, I don't know. I didn't think about that.
Jeez.
That deeply.
Something. Matthew?
I'm okay.
We got him.
All right. Now that I'm turned on, let's continue to play. This is how I like to play. Turned on. All right. You guys.
It's literally been months in the making.
I know. Hey, bottle cap.
Yeah,
come on.
Bottle cap.
But they wrote that whole thing.
Two bottle caps.
Yes.
And one for me.
That you have to use tonight.
All right, so you come out of that, Ethel, and you're just like staring at her. Maybe she is staring at you like, why are you looking at me?
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
Just, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
This is so painful. That's like, been there, man.
How did you sleep last night?
Honestly, pretty terribly. I was just thinking about this time my ex-wife and I were going to this place on the beach. And
oh, there you go. You know, there's
there's
the key to her heart. Bring up your ex-wife.
Oh, sorry.
I've got a thing. I've got a thing.
With your arm?
No, it's the time. I forgot.
Okay.
Sorry, were you going to finish your story? Or?
No, it's fine.
I really got
to
go.
Just trying to open up a little bit. Be vulnerable. So my ex-wife said I never did. Be vulnerable.
You're blowing it, dude. You're blowing it.
Big time. I've heard so much. We've all heard so much about your ex-wife. I can't imagine there's anything new to hear. And I'm honestly really tired of hearing about it. It's fair.
Oh, man.
I gotta say.
I don't have to talk about it.
Do you want to talk about anything else that's not your ex-wife?
You're as cold as ice!
Egg looks great, by the way.
You think? I gave Egg a crown.
Yeah, no.
It matches. Works. She's got a new beaded circlet, like, black beads, deep black, like, gems with, like, a swirling, like, inverse opal, almost, in the middle. She's like, doesn't it look like mine? It doesn't.
Yes, it does. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You hear that? It looks like me. Yeah.
I was wondering if maybe, I don't know where we're stopping when we get out of this umbilical cord world.
Your description of that was awesome.
Thanks. Thanks for defending me there. They can get kind of, you know, snooty.
Atticus is such an asshole when he's trying to learn a new spell.
I know. It's just too much.
It's like the only thing that matters. And it's like, we're having lunch, dude. Can you do this any other time?
Well, I was thinking maybe, you know, we could maybe get a meal of food.
So
with everyone?
We gotta eat, right?
With everyone? Like,
oh, you want everyone to come?
Are we all going somewhere?
You want everyone to come?
Oh, you mean just me and you?
I mean, Egg can come.
Egg's gonna come.
Egg's invited.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Cut to a hay field. There's an old man with a pitchfork. And there's a giant bale of hay. It's the most beautiful bale of hay you've ever seen. You can tell that this man isn't just a mere farmer, he's a craftsman.
It's like Christian Bale.
It's like Christian Bale.
Is that Christian Bale over there? Oh, wait, no, it's... Hey.
He's probably been working at this bale for years.
It's his life's work. And there's one last scoop of hay that he takes with his pitchfork, and
doesn't make any sense.
Comes over and eyes the bale
not how you
just
make a hail,
perfectly.
Not how you do it.
Knows exactly where to put it, places it on, and then he stands back to gaze at his life's work, his greatest creation. Never had any children. And just smiles. And suddenly the bale explodes and the five of you appear out of thin air. Put down the pitchfork.
Ethel buries his hatchet in his chest.
See if he has any money.
He was threatening us with a trident.
And the man bleeds out into the...
He was going to kill us.
Oh, most certainly.
Why is there hay everywhere? I thought you knew what you were doing.
I said I didn't know where we would land. We clearly landed accidentally in front of a known murderer. I'm glad we took care of this. I'm sure... Look. You see that rising smoke in the distance?
Yes.
About a mile away. In that town, they'll be glad when we report the death of this murderer. See if he has any coin in his pockets.
I'll check the body.
Check his body.
All right, I check his body.
Check his body.
And then I cast expeditious excavation and dig a 5-foot hole that his body disappears into. And then it's covered with dirt.
A couple feet away, you see a sign that says "Old Sahir, 1 mile," and an arrow pointing this way.
Oh,
you see a small little village.
Look at that. Perfect. Let's go find an inn. I'm exhausted.
And so you sleep at the inn in Old Sahir, and the next day you cast a spell again.
Wait. We don't have to role play the whole
thing. Nope. Nope.
What happens?
Does anybody else bang? Ethel, does anyone else bang?
Are you having your date tonight in Old Sahir?
Wait, do you guys get your own room?
We have to negotiate a better rate.
All right, fine. Welcome to the hotel.
We'll save it for a future flashback.
All right, here's your room. Goodbye.
What's your name?
Don't worry about it. I am young, Sahir.
My father built this town.
It's your father.
It's a long story. I won't bore you. You'll never guess his name. Good night.
And then the next day, you cast the spell again. And you walk through the netherworld. Cut to another open field.
Why is it always an open field?
There's a man. He's got a shovel. And he's piled together the most magnificent pile of manure you've ever seen. It's beautiful. It's enough manure to last a lifetime.
Okay.
I mean, he's piled it perfectly. Obviously, this guy takes his craft seriously. It's not haphazardly piled. It's gorgeous. He's probably been working at this for at least a year. And he scoops one last thing of shit. Places it on it. Drops his shovel. I know, he's still holding his shovel. He stands back and he admires it. And all of a sudden, he explodes in the five of you.
Blood and viscera all over.
Just covered in blood, and there's a giant pile of manure.
But his hand is holding the shovel.
Right. It's just a hand holding a shovel. Laying on the ground.
Oh, my God. Clearly, we just killed a man who was about to murder someone with that shovel.
I will say, this humble journey has some unknown perks.
It's lucky we are...
It somehow seeks out, or is drawn to, sociopaths.
Look at this pile of manure. What sort of well?
I bet if we searched it, there would be body parts all
over. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, let's not get in there. It's a little dirty.
No.
It's filled with human remains.
It's lucky we arrived when we did.
Yeah, no, no.
Atticus, you're truly remarkable. Just to find murderers in every town.
Thank you.
We go to.
You're Batman. You are Batman, except that you kill people.
Yes. Yes, better Batman.
You see a sign that says Kozan, 1 mile this way. And you can smell the coast.
Oh, you smell the coast?
Yes.
Smell the salt air. Let's go.
Yes, you're about, you're south of Opara, the capital of Taldor.
Oh, yes.
You come into Kozan.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you looking for a room? We have two rooms left in our Kozan Hotel.
Yes, we'll take them both. Thank you so much.
All right. Do you have coin?
Of course.
Yes, of course.
Do we look like people who don't have coin? We're covered in blood.
Who else? I mean, clearly we can afford to armor a snake. We're not poor.
Now, I have to ask, are you all married?
Well, let me tell you about that.
Well,
oh, my God. No.
What is the purpose of the question?
Well, there is a custom in Kozan. You cannot share a room with someone you are not married to. So I assume one of you has multiple wives and the other is just a couple?
Yes, I have multiple wives.
Or multiple husbands, perhaps?
Husbands. And do you care about snakes?
Depends.
What if it's my son?
What is it wearing?
Armor.
I suppose that would be fine.
Okay. These are my husbands.
Ah, yes. And who do you point to?
I first point to Ethel, and then I see Eris go, mm-mm, and I go, Atticus and Aldo. And I make strong eye contact with Aldo.
Yes, you are very handsome husbands.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes.
Very well. Checks out. And you are legally married as well?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Good. Here is the Wi-Fi code. And breakfast is served from 7 to 9 right there. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We're going to have some sweet dreams.
First, may I ask, we are looking for a friend of ours that perhaps passed this way. A couple of friends.
Yes.
And then he'll go into a description of Lowell's and Munn and see if he remembers anybody of that description passing through here at any point.
No, I do not know such things. Were they married? Were the two men married?
I don't believe so. I believe one is in the employ.
Well, then they couldn't have stayed here.
They can't even stay in the hotel if they're not married.
It's separate rooms. They couldn't have stayed.
Rule in Kozan. Cannot stay in a room together if you're not married.
They could each get a room.
Consequently, I can officiate weddings for people who really need a room.
Isn't that convenient?
Yes.
They can't stay alone?
I got ordained online.
On what?
Online.
By the authority of...
That line, right there. I was standing on it when God spoke to me.
Okay, Suki and Atticus and Aldo all lay in one large bed.
Yes, may your lovemaking be passionate.
And they lay, it's like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory style. So like Suki lays with her feet by Aldo and Atticus.
The bed's one big heart.
Oh no, it's the honeymoon suite.
It's the honeymoon suite.
Every suite is a honeymoon suite here at the Kozan Hotel.
It's a themed hotel.
So confused.
Oh, you want the caveman room.
Many married couples travel to Kozan to reignite the passion in their lives. Here is some Bryan Adams CD.
Sad. Sad music.
And may your lovemaking also be passionate. I will be watching. Good night.
I'm sorry, what?
What?
And you get in the room and it's just this.
And so you spend the night in Kozan. What goes on in the this suite over here?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Let Thank your you. Imagination run wild.
Perhaps something goes on that will be a future flashback in another show. But instead, we just cut to the next day, traveling through the netherworld, thinking about all that you've seen so far. This group's been together for a while now.
Why is it that we travel for 8 hours every day and only Ethel and Eris speak?
I thought that you didn't want to talk. You know, I am technically still married. Did you know that?
Wait, to the cult leader?
What? No. Have you not paid attention to my backstory at all?
I should listen when you speak.
One of the many deep loves of my long, long life was Alaric, who died. We found out on the prison on the moon, if you remember.
Oh, yes, yes. Was that Indianapolis?
Yes, it was in Indianapolis. The prison on the moon, it was cold. Indianapolis. Such an odd name.
I forgot you guys were on the moon.
I know. It's a weird game we play.
How could weird game. We rode a giant dinosaur to the moon.
That's right.
We did. What the fuck was that? Why, how did that
happen? Was a writer at Paizo eating acid and then doing their job.
It was fucked up. Yeah.
So, this husband of yours, you're thinking of him of late?
All I have left is this locket that we found in his locker. It has me inside. Which seems weird to wear a locket of your own self. Perhaps it's time to move on. Perhaps it's time to let go of the past. Are you married? Sorry, that came out in a way that seemed like I was being presumptuous or trying to ask a pointed question. I more so meant, have you ever been married?
No, I have not. My career was first for me, you understand. Left no room for frivolity.
Hmm.
The idea of romance, my father always said, women weaken magicians.
Dad had a lot of really specific views about things.
Yes. He was a hate-filled man.
Was he a magician?
No.
Okay, I was so
confused. When he got married, he couldn't be. At all. He would just always say that. I don't know.
No, he was like a drill sergeant. He wouldn't let me do anything but practice my magic. So that I could entertain and make the money we needed to survive in a human settlement so far to the west.
Hmm.
Did you know that his mother was raised in Kadira?
How would I know that? Atticus, to be frank, we never talk. I think this is the first time we've said more than two words to each other, and usually we're yelling.
Well, I would like to think that we spoke off-air. Occasionally.
You're probably right.
There is a lot of hand-waving that goes on.
Absolutely.
Lots of Ethel Eris, hand-wave the rest. Let's move to the next point in the story.
Give the people what they want.
Now, what is this show going to be remembered for? Joe's roles or our scene?
So you've been before, then?
No. I never have. I heard of it, though. The Warrens of Kadira are loaded with rat folk. There are many there, but it is a hard life. Hot, suffocating. It is... But my father always said it was better in the West. though the societies did not accept us as easily. And so one had to work so hard to even maintain any semblance of equality that it... I don't know. I'm interested to see the homeland of my ancestors.
Perhaps you'll have friends there.
Perhaps. Maybe there will be rat folk in the markets of Kadira. We have not seen any rat folk NPCs. Wait! No, we have.
Jenny Two-Tails.
Jenny Two-Tails. Yes. I had nearly forgotten.
I don't think I know who that is.
Oh, it was before your time.
Ah.
Tiny murder.
We taught her to read. Well, oh no, we were going to teach her to read. And then we just moved on with our lives. Something of that nature.
Sometimes I forget. I've lived such a long time. 190 years.
What?
Yes.
100 and what?
190 years.
Oh.
I know, I look young for my age.
You do.
I was going to say I forget that you and Aldo...
As I look over at Aldo, what's Aldo doing as
well? Hello.
Oh, you...
No.
Can you hear us?
I'm just looking through the pamphlets that they keep at the hotels and the... By the reception, just looking at local caves.
Oh.
Just browsing caves.
That is...
Anything good?
That carry is... on.
Oh, okay.
That is a startling stalactite.
I forget that you and Aldo have such a storied past. So much has gone on that I'm unaware of.
Oh, yes. Without him, I would be lost. He found me. He pulled me from the ashes. Literally. And we learned together that we had served Laos in some dark purpose. I don't even know what I'm going to do when I find him. Aldo.
Hmm?
Stop looking at the pamphlets. Just come here.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Let us say, of course, it is so unlikely. But let us say we enter the city of Kadira. We come face to face with Laos himself. What are you going to say?
To Laos. That's a tough one. I think I'll be very angry. I think I would say, "Hey, you! Why did you mess with my friend and myself, and put us through a lot of unpleasant,
Yes, I understand the idea.
Yeah. That'll show him.
No, I think so.
Do you think he is someone that needs to be, that we are going to kill?
Whoa, I mean, I hate those. Many, many that live deserve death.
Careful.
Many that die deserve life. Can you give it to them, Atticus?
Literally, yes.
Well, yes. Then, I say we kill him.
We've done it.
I say we kill him.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've killed a lot of people.
Yes, I think.
Yeah. Well, he seeks this ritual to bring this alien god to our world, destroy everything. It is complete nonsense, of course, but there is a nugget of value there. A power that,
yes,
if wielded properly, could help to shape the world into a place we wanted to be.
Yes, we should focus all our attention on the nuggets. That's not what I'm doing right now. But yes, absolutely. I agree completely.
I agree too, Atticus. I mean, with power, you could help so many people. You could save them. You could protect them. You could try. You could imagine a better world for them.
Yes.
I've tried. Are we there yet?
Girl, what?
Only 7.5 more hours.
Aldo, could you pass me one of those pamphlets?
We've made a lot of progress tonight in the plot so far.
Yeah. We'll finish this adventure in no time.
That's right.
So you keep walking through this netherworld, sharing pamphlets and life stories. And after about 8 hours, you appear in an open space. One might call it a field. But there are no piles of hay nor manure, nor pitchfork-wielding farmers or severed hands holding shovels. There's the smell of spice in the air.
Arrakis.
You look.
Shoot a lie.
You look ahead of you and you see in the distance one of the greatest cities in the known world. Ooh, a sprawling mass of glittered buildings, side by side with ancient creations that struggle to remain standing. By comparison, Casimir, where you just came from, is a mere village compared to the mighty capital of the nation of Kadira, Kathir. Thousands of vessels ply the Parshman River, darting in and out of Kathir's port as the city towers behind it. Countless laborers, sailors, and merchants infest the port. And in places, you can see the river is so thick with boats that you think you could just cross the river, jumping from boat to boat without ever getting your feet wet.
This is so cool.
This is so awesome.
This is great. It's like Constantinople or
Istanbul, yeah.
Yeah, Aleppo or...
yeah. Another city.
Or another city.
Yeah. You know those cities had something in common,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Detroit.
Beautiful.
Detroit.
Or Shreveport or anywhere.
Or Kansas City. I don't know.
Yeah!
As a seat of education and trade, Kathir has a long and illustrious history and stands as the furthest western reach of the Kalish Empire. You know that the city's markets can provide nearly anything you may want or need, and you should have no trouble finding wonderful places to eat or maybe find some sweet lodging. You walk into the city. Maybe you walk. It seems like you're being pulled towards these ports along the Parshman River. And just as you arrive in, there's like all these traders, guides, and shady-looking roguish creatures just immediately swarm you and start harassing you. Does anybody speak Kalish?
Yes.
You do speak Kalish?
I do.
Well, you would understand that these people pawing at you are asking, do you need a ride? Do you need a place to stay? Recommendations on places you could eat? Or maybe a companion for your bed this evening? And you understand all this.
Yeah.
And they're just like...
yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay,
all yes. Thank you.
You want a place to eat or maybe find a woman?
Yes, my comrades, myself, and looking place bed.
Your Kalish is very strong.
Ah, many, many pleases to me.
All right, you follow me. I will take you to the best hotel in all of Kathir.
Hooray!
This way! Jump on my rickshaw. He rickshaws all of you through
five,
town.
A five-person rickshaw.
Five-person rickshaw with a snake hanging out the side.
With a snake compartment.
Like a dog with its head out the window. Oh, you're heavy, but I'm very strong. All right, here is your hotel. What brings you to Kathir?
Ah, many travels and troubles.
Oh.
For anticipations.
I understand. Troubles, yes. Well, Kathir will be a solution to all your troubles. If you need solutions, perhaps you give me some coin and I can help you with the answers that you seek.
Coin doubled. having on us will do.
Does anyone else speak Gaelish?
Yes.
Aldo.
Yes.
What is he saying?
He's talking about the rate.
He's trying to get us to pay him for information.
Yes.
He's talking about the rate of the hotel.
Oh, well, let's just pay him then, and I give him...
Suki, please.
What?
Mysterium.
Mysterium.
Library.
It is in the university district.
Biblioteca.
Donde está el discotec?
I realize it must be really hard for British people to speak Spanish. Yeah. Donde está?
Está.
The Mysterium. Sorry,
is that the infinitive or why?
That is, it is in the university district. It lies on the edge of the campus of the Venikan College of Medicaments and Chirurgery.
The campus itself, is it easily visited, or do you need credentials to set foot on the campus?
I know, I think you can walk on the campus, yes. The Mysterium, I do not know. That building has been around a long time, and that is not my business.
What is your business?
I sell Tupperware. I have parties at my house.
Oh my God.
Housewives come, and I show them ways to store leftovers. I've made my fortune.
This is
selling Tupperware.
This is truly strange culture.
It may sound strange to you, but perhaps you would like to sell Tupperware in your home. If so, here is my card.
Bob, okay.
You try it out for 6 months and then you see who is strange.
Thank you. You've been most helpful.
What's he saying?
He's saying the Mysterium is on the university campus, the edge of town. And it should be easy enough for us to walk onto the campus.
Thank you.
Yes.
I give him 10 silver.
Ah, what is this strange currency?
What?
I do not recognize this.
Do they not use silver in Kathir?
No, only...
Go to your markets. You will find an exchange.
All right. It was a pleasure meeting all of you. I hope that we see each other again, for I like this voice.
Perhaps we could ask you to aid us again should we need transport.
Join you for dinner? We just met. However, should you choose not to eat your entire dinner, I have a solution. At the ready. You have my card.
And he looks down at the card. What does it say on it?
It says, Keanu Windchime.
Keanu Wind...
Windchime? I have to type it. I'm going to type
it. Keanu Windchime, and then it just says, Tupperware.
This is a lovely stock and lovely printing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope that your journey here is successful. I'll see you at 8.
I believe we've just made dinner plans with this man. Yes. I was rusty on the translation, but... Aldo, did he invite himself to dinner?
No, it's fine. Many grotesque happiness to you, kind madam.
Kind madam.
We have been talking about a third.
A third? What?
You know, like we were...
No, say what it is.
What?
Go ahead.
Welcome to the hotel. Look at all of you. How long will you be staying?
We don't know. Perhaps we could put down cash for 7 nights.
Ah, you have cash.
Indeed. However, our currency is Western. Is that something that you can take?
Yes, absolutely. All right, how many rooms?
Two should be fine.
No, no.
I would like my own bed.
Yeah, I think we should all...
It's quite cramped.
Separate.
Five rooms.
Five rooms.
Yes, five rooms. If you have it.
No, six. The snake.
No. Perhaps you can stay with me.
Wouldn't you like one night of peace? From all the hissing and slithering, I mean...
Actually, no, I would.
I'm just going to need one credit card.
Ethel?
No problem. Ethel?
What?
Didn't you just
I don't speak the language.
That's true. That's fair.
You got me there.
We're just following you guys. Atticus?
Atticus will provide his goddamn credit card.
Excellent. Thank you.
He looks at Ethel. He looks at Eris. No incidentals.
Do you have a Cathia Hotel Rewards membership?
No, but we would.
Would you perhaps be interested in signing up?
No, we'll only be in town
this
briefly.
This game is so heavily informed by
all
our
I need is your email
experience.
Address.
Wait, all you
this
need
will
is
only
what?
Take 45 minutes. And it's mostly free.
It's mostly free.
All right, with everything checked out here is your room key and yours, one for you and one for you and one for you. We do not serve breakfast.
And then he just leaves.
Oh. It's so different here.
It truly is.
We do not serve breakfast.
Hey, you're back.
If I were you, I would have taken that opportunity to go to the bathroom.
I know.
The place is so lavish, and the service so terrible.
It's beautiful.
It's very, very confusing. Anyway, let us get some rest and reconvene in the morning and head to the library.
Yes.
Yes. Excellent. I'll go off and rest.
After multiple days rest at this point, you have, I would say you have all your hit points back, all your spells, all your powers. You've had about 5 days off. But still, you reached Cathir much faster than you would have via boat. You know the location of the Mysterium now, the University District. It wouldn't take long for you to ask around to find out where that is. But would you like to take some time the next morning to use diplomacy to gather more information?
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to use my new feat, consult the spirits.
Oh.
So.
You know, there's plenty of alive people to ask.
Quiet.
Hey, is that Jackie Stallone over there?
I spend 10 minutes and I attempt to do a recall knowledge, and basically these spirits come to me and they tell me things about the land or like the culture or whatever. So the DC is determined by the GM. Oh, in parentheses, awesome. It says usually a very high DC
awesome.
For the level of the highest level creature you might encounter in the area. Always gotta read that last little sentence, huh? Well, Troy?
Okay, I will come up with a DC. I already have it. You know, the way I think of it is, like, you roll, and depending on what you roll, you may learn more or less information than you need. So what does this ritual entail? It's 10 minutes, and these spirits speak to you?
Yeah, 10 minutes, and you question resident spirits about matters related, like whatever.
I like this. Okay.
So,
there's critical success, there's success, failure, and critical failure. Failure is you're unable to contact the spirits. Critical failure, you contact one or more malevolent spirits. They are hostile toward you, though they may not immediately appear so. They answer up to 3 questions but give you information that is harmful to you in some way. As determined by the GM. You sure you want to do this?
I can do nature, occultism, or religion. I'm going to choose my nature. I'm a druid, and I get a plus 23. So I'm feeling pretty confident that I would do okay.
Okay. This is a little different than gathering information, but I still like it. You're like contacting the spirits of nature to see if there's been any disturbance in the area that may glean some knowledge for you.
The air is choking with copal incense. Mm. There's Tibetan singing bowls everywhere. crystals all over. I've made a huge altar and an absolute mess in my room. Tapestries hang from the wall. Where did I get them? I don't know. And I've been sitting cross-legged for 10 minutes. Pepsi's on my head. And I'm going to roll my recall knowledge now.
Okay.
Nat 20.
Yeah. Whoa!
Still give it to you. With my new cool liquid core die.
Wow.
43.
Wow.
Is that a critical?
Yeah. Holy shit. All right, so you're sitting in your hotel room communing with the spirits of nature. And
as is traditional when you're communing with the spirits of nature, sitting in your luxury hotel.
Maybe you go to a local park or something.
I'm in nature.
Yeah, you're in nature. You're sniffing a flower. And the way I see it is like your consciousness is sort of transported. You're in this meditative state where the rest of the world around you disappears momentarily. And you can see like a route, a direct route from where you are to a building with like a pyramid on top of it. And it's like glowing. So you see the direction on how to get there. And these voices say, "You seek Hagar Minar. Much danger lies within. The wards have changed. Many have perished. The place is unsafe. Do not go, or else you will join us."
Suki has like eyes rolled back in her head as she's communing with them, and she says, "What lies in the Mysterium? Danger. Knowledge that should not be sought." Okay. She says,
"Natural 20, everyone."
That's a bit vague, but okay. Fuck. Well, shit. Let me think. She says,
"Housekeeping."
"Not now." "How do we enter the Mysterium?"
"The front door."
Fuck. I rolled a nat 20.
I told you a lot, but you're not paying attention.
They said bribery was the best way. I didn't know if there was something.
I have to go.
No, I have one more question.
Someone else is trying to communicate.
No, I have another question. I am looking for a book located in the soul. What's in the book?
What book? You really don't know?
The Necronomicon. Is it the Necronomicon? We already got that, didn't we?
You're mumbling.
Is it? We already got the Necronomicon, right? No, we didn't. That is what we're looking for.
No, that's what Lowell's is looking for.
So that's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Let me just change my note. Looking for a book. The Necronomicon. It's called the Necronomicon, obviously. Duh.
"That lies within the soul. And the keeper awaits the day when they are given the word to destroy it. But others seek that book."
You're gonna leave now, aren't you?
Thieves.
Thieves.
Thieves? Visa.
Yeah, that spirit's cool as shit.
That spirit was chill as hell. Wish we had more time. Ain't that just the way?
I think
smoke a cigarette.
Ethel would like to gather information to see if anyone has seen Mun or Laos.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
These are going to be diplomacy checks, and anyone can make them. I would suggest all of you do as you're going about town.
Yeah, I feel like Atticus is moving through like the markets of Kathir, like trying to find rat folk.
Yeah.
And trying to see if... Get out of here.
Did you?
You shut your face!
Did you?
Oh, shit!
He did.
Natural 20.
Oh!
What's the toad?
33.
Oh!
What's the rat doing? The rat roll anything?
Well, it's not exactly diplomacy that I would like to do. Yeah, this is going to suck. I'm not good at diplomacy, so, like, is that the only way you can gather information?
Just roll an at 20.
Can you use deception?
Can I use it, and Matthew did it, so just roll an at 20.
Can I use intimidation?
Bam. Natural 5.
Okay.
Damn it! I was so looking forward.
We do not have any scraps of food for you, rat. Go away! Stop begging! Or you will be killed.
And then he looks at this market owner and tells him that and says, "So sorry to offend." He begins walking away.
Look at his stupid little hat. He thinks he's a gentleman. Stupid rat.
And then that market owner sees the most horrifying thing they could imagine coming to kill them.
You cast Phantasmal Killer.
I cast Phantasmal Killer.
I'm not even kidding.
So you walk away, and it's like a Michael Bay movie. You just hear him go, and then like oranges spill everywhere, fucking watermelons. He dies. Meanwhile, Ethel, work in the market. You find out direct directions to get there.
I'm specifically trying to find out if anyone has seen Mun or Laos.
Anything about Mun or Laos. So I'm going to give you a lot of information where you rolled that 30, including what you may learn about Mun and Laos. You learn that the building used to be called Hakar Minar. Now it is the Mysterium. It is a stout sandstone building topped with a pyramid and decorated with statues of angelic creatures on its four corners. One of the oldest arcane libraries in Kadira. You learn that it's closed right now, and everyone is very tight-lipped when you ask too many questions. They're like, no, it's closed. The steward's guards are stationed outside the doors. No one can go in. You learn that the Mysterium was built in the early decades of Kathir's founding by Kellish scholars, but the library has since come under the control of a sect of Nethys worshippers named the Stewards of the Vault. You learn this already. And they turn the Mysterium into a temple of sorts, more than just a library. And while worship does take place within there now, it's still primarily a place of study and instruction, but they've fallen on hard times as of late. You ask about Laos and Mun, and you don't really get any direct answers about them. No one knows their names, but they do know that a group of thieves recently entered the place and triggered something terrible within. So they think that these guards that are standing outside aren't trying to keep people from going in. They're trying to keep something from coming out. And because you roll a critical, the one last piece of information you learn is whatever happened in there with this thieve situation, the attack may or may not have cost the lives of several members of the Stewards of the Vault, including their leader, someone by the name of Elder Lethene, who went into the building with a group of stewards and is presumed to be dead. But nothing about Lyles, nothing about Mun. Are they the thieves?
You don't know. Or that Lyles and Mun hired the thieves. There was the... Yes. I wonder if we could appeal to the stewards as a... to gain entry by volunteering to go rescue their boss.
But we did hear and know that the guards can be bribed.
Yes, but I feel you could always fall back on a bribe.
We could.
But you could start with something of value to them, perhaps their commander.
Someone to go fight whatever's been unleashed.
Yes.
I knew all of this already. I actually knew all of this already. I knew it because I spoke to some ghosts.
Oh.
Yeah, no one was there because I did it in my room.
By any chance, did you speak in a strange voice the whole time for no reason?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. All right, let's go.
Wait.
No.
What about breakfast?
Yes.
What about second breakfast?
I'd prefer to rest. I needlessly used Vision of Death yeah. to kill a shopkeeper, and I'd rather prepare it for tomorrow. So. Why not take a day, sample the food? Commander's not going anywhere. If he's alive, he'll be alive tomorrow, most likely.
That's also, so presumptuous.
Also, who cares? The stewards just need to believe he might be alive. We'll be fine. Yeah, I don't want to go in there without a single spell slot, not prepared, so... and also...
You are the most you I've ever met.
Dude, yeah, gathering information takes, like, all day. That's, the, you know what I mean?
That's fair.
It's supposed to represent one conversation.
That's fair.
All right, we can rest.
All right, so you rest. And then the next day, you follow both the directions that Ethel got and the mind map that Suki saw from these spirits of nature, until you find yourselves outside the Mysterium.
Oh shit, the bag
you
of
do
ships.
See this squat sandstone pyramid sitting atop a blocky building. Angelic statues, just as Ethel heard about, standing at each of the building's corners. The walls of the building are also carved with smiling angels. There's a very definite angel motif, and some of them are armed with spears, some are armed with shields, some are bearing frowns, and their concerned faces all sort of meld together at the front of the building to grip a curious, round, ochre-rusted iron doorway set into the sandstone walls. A braided copper bell pull hangs nearby, and you see that three sets of iron bars have been installed in front of this circular door leading into the building, and those iron bars have been lashed to the pyramid, to the pyramid up top with chains. And as you approach, four armed guards stand outside the doors. You folks are in for a special treat, because as of tonight, I have moved this adventure to Foundry VTT.
Let's go to the videotape!
Wait.
Hold on.
Wait.
Nice.
Oh, that worked.
That's looking good.
Looking good.
Smooth as butter.
We're downloading world data.
Great.
Oh.
One more.
Wow. There it goes. Gotta love a live show.
Wait, here it comes. Yeah! There we go. Foundry virtual tabletop. Let's go to the map.
Oh, shit. I didn't think we'd really get to the map. I thought we'd sufficiently delayed with ridiculous roleplay.
Back when we can't see the map.
Here we go.
Yeah. Ooh, the Mysterium!
Oh, nice. Baby.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's great.
There are four guards standing outside that circular door with all those angel faces, iron bars that are chained up to the building all the way to the top.
All right. So we're just like dancing in front of them, like electric slide.
One of the guards sees you approaching.
Such children.
Yeah, stop like, it! Stop it!
We're doing a show right now.
Damn it! People are watching.
It's a dramatic moment.
You start to approach, and one of the guards steps up and says, I'm sorry, please, no further. The Mysterium is closed.
Yes, we were made aware that the Mysterium was closed.
Wait, is he speaking common?
Yes.
Okay.
We've been made aware that the Mysterium is closed and that your commander has not returned from an attempt to find out what it is that is harming people inside. We've come to bring him out.
Hold on. They like group up. Rat wearing a hat.
Something, something. Rhubarb, rhubarb. Rat.
Rat wearing
rhubarb,
a hat.
Rhubarb, rhubarb.
Who sent you?
That is not of your concern.
It is our concern. It is our charge to guard the Mysterium. What you say intrigues me. But I need to know more.
Do you know of the danger which has been stirred up inside? You could not possibly understand the danger with which your commander is playing right now. We are well aware. We have been fighting it for some time. It has led us here. I could try to explain it to you, but you would not understand. If I even began, it could break your mind.
What do you say? Sounds believable. However, you do not know what is happening here. If you want to gain entry, that power is beyond any of us. You must speak with Elder Thea. She is the acting leader now. Across the way, in the university, there is a series of apartment buildings. One...
Wait, Ethel, wait
Ethel,
a
wait.
Moment.
Come back.
Come back.
What is your friend doing?
He pulls out a gun.
He pulls out a gun.
Ethel, why would you run if you're not guilty? No.
There are a series of apartments just over at the corner of the university. One of them has a red door. Elder Thea is within. Talk to her. If you obtain written permission from her, we will gladly let you in.
Right.
Until cool. that time, our orders are explicit.
Ethel, wait! Ethel. We're not ready. We're still listening. He's talking.
Talking.
So
talking.
Rude.
We will.
Your return. Friend is making me nervous. When I get nervous, I get shooty.
We will return directly, and we'll head to this apartment with the red door.
Yeah.
All right. Clang, clang, clang.
Ding dong. There's a door.
There's an electric doorbell?
There's a bell. Doorbells don't have to be electric.
You press. Well, yeah. He didn't say there was one.
You it's press a button and a doorbell goes off.
Ding. Damn it.
You just did that to make me look stupid.
Atticus is knocking, she's like... the door opens and an older woman wearing a handkerchief on her head peeks out.
Hello. How may I help you?
You must be Elder Thea.
I am.
We would. Oh, Atticus, would you like to take it away?
What? Is she speaking common?
What?
Yes.
Oh.
You seem confused and you're making me nervous.
No. I'm sorry. We were...
In, let us grow.
What? Who are you?
You heard him. In, let us go.
In, let us grow. No, it's grow. It's
the R sound.
What do you want?
Adithia, we were told to come to you for permission to enter the Mysterium.
No one can enter the Mysterium.
Yes, 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 we know. However, an associate of ours has already entered the Mysterium. We are certain of this.
An associate of yours?
Yes.
What is their name?
I wouldn't call them an associate, Atticus.
I wouldn't call them. We don't like them.
We're sort of hunting.
Plenty of associates I don't like.
Ethel, don't interrupt.
Speak plainly.
Count Hasterton Lowes, do you know this name?
She stands up. She was sort of hunched over in old lady mode.
Old lady mode?
Yeah, you get it.
And when you say Lowes, she like stands up. What is your association with this man?
He is... Ooh. I want to do a perception check to see if she seems haunted, angry, not liking this man versus, like, you know, an ally of this guy.
Yeah, like a psychology check here. Perception, yeah.
Yeah, like perception, just to sense which side, you know, she might be on.
Yeah.
That is a 28 perception.
A 28? 28? She seems worried when you bring up that name.
He is... Well, we used to work for him, albeit not of our own decision.
She doesn't like that.
Yeah. He enslaved us, for lack of a better word.
He's up to some bad shit.
And we are trying to stop him. We believe he entered the Mysterium with ill intent. And we wish to stop his plans before they are enacted.
She looks past you. Seeing if anyone else is around. Come in. Can I get you some tea?
Yes, that would be lovely. Thank you.
All right. I only have 4 cups.
I'll take one as well.
Okay.
And then, of course, there's Pepsi.
Pepsi will also have one.
I'd like a Pepsi instead of tea.
Do you have a Pepsi?
I will lay the 4 cups of tea here and you will fight amongst yourselves.
Thank you.
Please sit.
Always has to make everything contentious. Every role play, like unnecessarily contentious.
Make you fight over who gets the tea. And whoever drinks it first, it's like the best tea you've ever had. I'm not sure... Where to begin? I do not know how much you know about us and our situation. The stewards, the group I belong to, we have seen troubled times in recent years. Our coffers have run dry, and the elders, such as myself, we bickered and argued for a long time. Perhaps we would sell some of the Mysterium's more valuable works in order to bolster our dwindling resources, but all these disagreements always ended in a stalemate. No real progress. To staunch the wound, we began accepting donations from various scholars in return for permission to study within the library. But we were always very careful to screen those who approached us so as not to risk losing the sensitive tomes stored within our most hallowed chambers or allow unsavory people to uncover sensitive information. However, as these financial woes mounted, some of our leadership grew desperate. And when a count from far away and his strange companion came calling with a very, very generous offer, our screening process failed, and now there is great turmoil within. This man you seek, he came not long ago, Count Lowles and his scientist companion.
Lyacnian Mun.
Yes, Mun. Strange name and an even stranger fellow. They had with them a group of men, unsavory looking characters, Kadiran locals, in fact, that should have tipped us off, but our leaders were blind to their offering.
Once we allowed them access, they went into an unauthorized area and triggered the Mysterium's defenses. That should have been the end of it. But then something went terribly wrong. In the entry level of the Mysterium, there is an enchanted mirror that was supposed to summon creatures known as Axiomites to defend the library. Oh shit, indeed.
This is like creatures from the like planes of alignment, right?
Yeah, and like, they're creatures of like pure law,
right?
Mm. With no thought of
like
morality.
Judge Dredd.
Yeah, like no thought of morality,
right?
And just there is the law, the written law, and they follow it to the T, including killing anyone that breaks the law,
right?
Basically.
Yes, you know of these creatures. Well, they were built to defend the library should its protections be breached. But something these men did must have bastardized our wards. And in lieu of the Axiomites, these hounds from another dimension appeared instead. It seems that they have remained within the Mysterium and have not ventured into the city to terrorize the locals, although they apparently possess the power to shift through space and time. We have locked the doors not to keep outsiders from going in, but to keep from whatever is happening in there from coming out, because the hounds are not alone. Other things have changed as well. Our priests have in their silent meditation sensed the presence of other strange beings as well. New denizens and screams. So many screams. My predecessor. That sounds strange to even say, but his name was Elder Lethine. He entered with a group of guards to investigate and retrieve these interlopers. But they went in and never returned. In fact, since Lowles and his cronies went in there, no one has come out. What do you wish to do here?
We wish to enter.
If you wish to gain entry, I will allow it. If you will aid me in cleansing the building, as well as retrieving my predecessor.
Of course.
Elder Lethine, you must swear on whatever you hold dear that you will return Elder Lethine, even if he has met his end, to me. I would also ask if you should come across the body of any fellow Nethisians. You say a prayer over their bodies and wrap them in these. And she goes over to a shelf and brings out these like funerary clothes. Just say a prayer and wrap them to protect them from whatever is happening in there. Should you make the place safe once more, I will allow you unfettered access to the library for at least a week, as well as a sizable reward. Looking right at Elle.
He doesn't understand a word she's saying. He smiles and nods.
Whatever strangeness has infected the building, there is one fail-safe way of resetting all of the wards in order to make the Mysterium safe. You must venture to the depths of the building, to the level that contains the soul. This is a chamber at the very core of the library. Once within, you will find an angel statue that has no eyes. You stick your fingers into the socket of that angel, and you will feel something. Press that something, and a tolling bell will signify that the wards have been reset. I will be blunt with you. Should you choose to do this, once you are let in, the guards will seal the outer door, and you will only be allowed out after the bell tolls, signaling that the Mysterium is safe once again. You must understand, though, this building, I know not what you know, The Mysterium is more than a mere library. Each level is a gateway to the next, and everyone holds four different angelic statues with heads that swivel. In order to travel, I hope you're writing this down. In order to travel from one level to the next, you need to turn the heads of all four statues to face the walls that they stand before. Once all of them have been properly manipulated, the gateways between the different levels can be opened.
Okay. You've been playing so much Baldur's Gate.
I love puzzles so much.
I just told you the answer to the puzzle.
Yeah.
It's not really a puzzle, an activity.
No, I know. It's like the most half-assed security measure. Like, what if this was the password on your phone?
You'd be surprised. People who visit libraries don't normally twist the heads of the statues within. It would just be weird.
Is your email password possibly angel1234?
Are you a god? Are you a god?
Yes.
These hounds, they will be a problem for you almost immediately. However, we have studied them as best we can. In the first level, the university level, there is a spherical chamber in the ceiling built into the body of the pyramid. That chamber is used by our priests to meditate in complete darkness while levitating. We believe that chamber may provide protection from these hounds if you need a place to rest or retreat to. One last warning. Nearly 100 years ago was the last time the Mysterium's wards were triggered. Many Nethysians and other scholars were killed. To this day, their lasting psychic impressions have been known to rear up at times in bizarre and dangerous manifestations when people are studying in the lower levels of the Mysterium. Those who venture to the lower levels frequently know to look out for these manifestations, and some even go to study accompanied by priests, so they have a greater chance at combating them. Surely a 5-person party will have a priest among you. So I tell you this as a warning. While many of the manifestations have been purged, there are still numerous haunts that the clergy have not been able to figure out how to permanently get rid of. My fear is not unlike the way in which these axiomites have been changed, that some of these haunts may have been warped and changed as well, just as the guardian mirror.
Quick cue. Sorry to interrupt.
Yes.
Do you possibly have, a priest for hire, or, an ordained minister for hire who possibly could just join us?
They would be risking their life.
Of course, as are we.
Oh, shit.
We knew a man.
Did you say, oh, shit?
We learned to curse. We knew a great man once. I don't think he'd be here. Perhaps you know him. Finicky? Finicky Wetwhistle?
I don't think the reputation of Father Finicky Wetwhistle has reached the gateway to the east.
He was high level.
I'm not
I think familiar. Level 4 or something.
Come back. Hey,
Ethel. Ethel.
Ethel. Ethel, come back.
Ethel, we still have the contracts.
There is a young priest who is very headstrong. He does not have any powers.
Did you say handsome?
Headstrong.
Oh.
He happens to be handsome as well.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm back in.
It would have been weird if I immediately described the priest as handsome. I don't know why you thought I said that.
What are the nature of his vows?
Suki's pupils dilate.
All of a sudden you understand me. He is young and will be unhelpful in battle, but
Oh, come on.
He could perhaps guide you should you need it. I can't say that he would even roll initiative, but he will certainly liven things up.
Okay.
What's his name?
His name, well... you're going to laugh. But, it's Father Bubbles.
Father Bubbles.
Please, don't laugh. Everyone laughs when they hear...
Hey, come back.
It's just adorable.
Father Richard Bubbles.
Richard Bubbles?
Yes. Some
Dick
people
Bubbles?
Call him Dick.
Dick Bubbles.
Dick Bubbles.
I don't know why you're laughing.
So this powerless priest is going to come along and do nothing, is what I'm hearing.
If you want him to be in your adventure, I'll call him.
Yes.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
It couldn't hurt. Bring on Father Dick Bubbles. We very much like to speak with him.
I should very much like to speak with this Father Dick Bubbles.
Father Dick Bubbles.
Father Dick Bubbles. Your reputation precedes you, Father Dick Bubbles.
So dumb.
It's getting late. All right, let's wrap it up. Let's go.
All right. As much as I want to role play with Father Dick Bubbles, yeah. Let's just go.
You're welcome, Austin.
Do you have any other questions about anything to do with the Mysterium? I will request Father Bubbles to meet you when you are ready to enter. Here is a writ of passage. Hand these to the guards, but know that they will not let you out until the bell tolls.
Yes.
I can't even promise Father Bubbles will be interested.
I have a feeling he's going to be interested.
Do you have anything else you want to know or things you may know that you have
keeper.
Questions? You know of the keeper?
Oh, yes.
Who told you of the keeper?
It was written in the notes of Laos himself. Their plans to get past the keeper.
They should have known.
Should have known what?
This man meant us ill. The keeper has resided within the soul for over 1,000 years. A past elder bargained with the forces of heaven to secure the service of this... You all right?
I swallowed the bug.
Sorry. A past elder bargained with the forces of heaven to secure the services of this immortal protector. An ex-Sindor Archon.
Oh, my God.
They knew that the Mysterium would someday need to scour away some of the most dangerous knowledge the stewards had collected. The keeper waits within the soul, not only guarding these dangerous tomes from prying eyes, but awaiting commands from the leaders of our order to destroy the knowledge within. Tsuki, you start to remember what those voices told you. It rings true. If Laos was seeking this Necronomicon, he undoubtedly met his end at the hands of the keeper.
And if he didn't?
Then thank God Dick Bubbles is coming. And so you leave the confines of Elder Thier's tiny bug-ridden apartment. And valiantly, you march up to the Mysterium. We see it in the distance as you slowly approach Sandstone Pyramid on top. You hand the guards your writ of passage from Elder Thier, and they draw you closer to the chains. And then they look behind you, and a young priest valiantly walks towards you. Says, "Ho there!"
Oh, no.
The name's Father Bubbles. Dick Bubbles. And we'll see you in Austin.
guys are stealing!
It's time to make your membership official. Become an official member of the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com. That's jointhenaish.com, where you'll get access to exclusive podcasts and live streams you can't find anywhere else. See what everybody's talking about and join the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com.
On a summer night, Douglas Wagg Jr. lay motionless across a strip of railroad tracks before being struck by an oncoming train. I'm investigative journalist Delia D'Ambra, and my investigation into exactly how Doug died took me into the depths of a bizarre mystery.
It was really hard to understand what was fact and what wasn't.
A mystery that has led me from one suspicious death to another. Listen to Counterclock now, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to a journey into the heart of the Texas Renaissance Festival, the nation's largest and rowdiest celebration of medieval fantasy. But what lurks beneath the facade of tights and turkey legs? Well, we dove deep into the empire to uncover a history marred by mystery and misconduct, murders, assaults, and other crimes that tarnish its legacy. This isn't just a fairy tale. It's a cautionary tale of power, fantasy, and the consequences that follow when they all collide. Search for Crime Waves Renaissance Texas on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now.